study the gender equity unit band. They will formulate that they're all students at the gender equity unit and also from UWBC. So
yay!
Thank you for coming through. We are celebrating the 20th anniversary of the gender equity unit, and thank you for being a part of it, because through the 20 years we've been through a lot and we've learned a lot and we've grown. So if it wasn't for the gender equity unit, we would not be that far as students as well, because we learned a lot as students. Our first speaker is Yalew Wed.
Yes.
A clerk. Thank you. Please give a round of
applause. Hello, everybody. Good evening. My role is really to say welcome. Welcome to this event. And I myself am really honored that I'm here and that the event is being held here at the University of Cape Town in a building in which the African Gender Institute also has been around for about 20 years. Long before I got to the Institute, I've been teaching there since 2008, and I feel like I just started. Because it's such, as you know, those of us who have been through gender studies programs, gender studies activism, women's rights activism, feminist politics, whatever you want to call it, that there's always something new to learn. There's always something else to be inspired about. And there's always something new to transform. So it's just an honor to be in this space, you know, in which I know we all take the politics of gender transformation very seriously. We cry about it. We laugh about it. We pray about it, we scream about it, we dream about it, and we're all here today. So I'm really honored to be here, and the purpose of this event is to celebrate the life of the Gender Equity Unit. And I'm fascinated by the work of the Gender Equity Unit. I remember a couple of years ago I said, Mary, I've got to come, you've got to explain to me what you guys do, because I know that it's so much more than the lecture teaching space. In fact, it's not that space. It's another real space in which real learning happens. And I think it's something to be honored and treasured and celebrated again and again and again. I just did want to mention that another reason why I think this is a really special occasion is that we all know that, you know, gender equity units, gender studies departments, women's and gender studies units in universities are really being clamped down upon in terms of there's no money for the work that you do. Why don't you merge with other disciplines? Why aren't you part of sociology? Why aren't you part of whatever it is, you know, history, politics, anthropology? Is this a real discipline that requires its own segment? And the clamp down in universities is very real. It's something that we ourselves in the African Gender Institute are facing every other day. In fact, every day for some people, you know, in our department. So I just want to say that it's really important that we celebrate our work. It really is important that we celebrate our work. And I think that we celebrate it in university spaces, but also outside university spaces. And I think that's something that the Gender Equity Unit is doing well with the P word, you know, and other spaces. So I think that's also something worth noting. Jane Bennett, who has been heading up the African Gender Institute for a long time, for over 10 years, was meant to be here today to celebrate this event with us, but she's not feeling well today, not well enough to drive here, and not well enough to stand and speak. So I did promise that I would convey her heartfelt greetings and also welcome to the space that the African Gender Institute has been in, the physical space, for a good 10 years. So thank you very much, and let's enjoy it.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Next up, we will have Miriam. She will be saying a few words about the Gender Equity Unit.
Okay, raise the glass. When Jane and I spoke about having the celebration in the African Gender Institute, it was for a very specific reason, number one. It was to actually say that we can make feminism accessible. And then I think that this one, my colleague the other day in a meeting said that it's exactly what the Gender Equity Unit has been doing over the years. It's making feminism accessible. So it is not an abstract philosophical thing and people say, oh, you are man-haters and all kinds of things, what feminism is all about. It's about to actually, and I think last week the African Gender Institute had walked the talk.
Yes, we launched it in steps.
But it's also about claiming spaces. You claim a space with your voice, you claim a space with your body, you claim a space just because you are. And I think that is the most important thing. So before we just ramble on, I just wanted to say so much thank you to Shirley Walters. Shirley, who did the Argus, you can thank her. How many times now?
26.
But she also raised the first 250,000 rand to start the Gender Equity Unit 20 years ago. And she's one of those followers, so give her.
Started
by students, for students, etc. And that is why I think they will never be able to close statues like that now. Because I think the activists and the intellectual activist voices are well and alive. We have Jerome sitting at the back. There's the editor of the Imbewu newsletter, and you can, because they've also started Facebook conversations. So people can log in and they can just talk with whatever program there is. I think we also have Twitter accounts, so it's hashtag whatever. So we are I've recently written something about this. You can't never delete something that you have inside the space. So there's apparently a big waste basket bin up there in space. And all the words, if you delete this actually, you empty your and you empty your waste bin, it's in there. So words like transformation, feminism, gender, equality, equity, etc. You can't delete it, it's in there. So we will be able to retrieve it. So tonight in between we'll have conversations. But I think the next item, because we have planned, we want to speak around sex and sexuality, sexual orientation. We say, is gender really necessary? Mm-hmm. And actually to preempt that, we will start with the extractions from the reclaiming the P word. And for those who haven't seen it, it is, you have to come and see. I don't know when they will perform it again, the whole production. But it's one of the things that we say, it's a must-see for every young person in South Africa.
We have two cast members from Reclaiming the Viewer. It's Bianca, she's all in black, and we have Chanel, the cultural lady. There's lots of issues that women can't speak about, and Reclaiming the Viewer really brings it out in a space that's safe, and a space where you felt that you couldn't speak about it before, your issues are spoken in that space. So I'd like to welcome the attention on the stage.
See in me the black woman who can make a change, not the woman that causes trouble. See in me the positive mind I have, not the negative mind you think I have. See in me the lesbian woman, feminist, activist, not the wannabe man type. See in me the woman that loves women, and not the evil of this country. See in me the leader of tomorrow. See in me the power I have by only speaking my mind about the hate crimes, tortures, rapes and murders of lesbians. See in me the actions I have done and yet to do. See me as a woman. See me as a lesbian, and a proud one at that.
Maso Pustan!
Didn't catch you by surprise. Or are you one of those that pretend you didn't hear it?
Oh, you Pustan, stop pretending!
When you hear it, on the streets, in the corners, and at the taxi rank.
No, ma. It no more repeat time to no girl. Would you sound? Huh? What? Are you coming with? No, don't worry. We'll make space for you right here in the front. Come. What? No! You're busting!
Stop pretending. When women, men, children, they can't even speak yet, they will use it.
You're not a puss.
Oh, this child, so rude,
just like his father's family.
On that note, people, I raise Mm-hmm.